Hey, Dad. Guess what? We finished recording the third episode of our podcast. Well, it's more the second episode because we started counting from zero, but it's the third one that's out there now, so that's coming out soon. Have you been listening to it? Why haven't you been listening to it?
I'm not home.
Yeah, but it's on a podcast. You should be able just to download and listen to it while you're on your jog. No? What about in the car stereo on the way to work?
I don't have Bluetooth.
You don't need Bluetooth. You can do a 3.5mm jack. That's all it takes. You really should listen to it. It should be fun. This is the first time Kelsey was on the program, so hopefully we see more of her. Then my friend Luke also joined us for the first time today. You really need to start listening to it. Okay. I helped you subscribe and everything.
Okay. I'm good at here.
Is it that many miles? Well, okay.
Well, he doesn't say nowhere that if you were a prior.
We're trying to guess whether my dad's canceled card is giving him more miles still.
No, which I will need to renew it. Get it again.
Mother. Oh, okay. Well, 50,000 miles looks pretty good. I see we do it again. By the way, credit card miles are great. Everyone should get it. Everyone should get credit card miles. Or points. Points are always great. Help us buy plane tickets for various stuff, right? And hotels. Sponsoring today's program is mileage points. Because, and at least they will in the future when I have to buy hotels to go to Phoenix to interview people, right? Or probably when I go to GDC this year, I'll probably be using some points for that too. Points are great. So you should all get points. But again, today's episode is just Luke Kelsey, myself, and Ross, Kelsey's boyfriend Ross. So good old-fashioned talk. So you should listen, Poppy. Mm-hmm. Listen to the other two episodes you probably haven't listened to. So get on it. This is Front Row Geeks Podcast Episode 2, currently untitled. Because I haven't figured that part out yet. But I will title it. Podcast go.
Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
I think I've been there once before. I didn't really appreciate it. But then again, that's me. I get home Mexican food, so.
Yeah, well, you have a lot like more high expectations than I do. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love good Mexican food, but I can still eat Taco Bell and with it.
I can't say that about Taco Bell until they came out with the Doritos Locos, and now like, because at home I used to be just like ground beef and like Dorito chips, and I would eat that, and that'd be amazing. So now it's kind of hard to say no to that.
Yeah, I love Del Taco. Del Taco is delicious.
My family used to have a real kick for Del Taco. Like, my mom used to work next to one. There's only one now?
One in Tucson.
Which
that
one?
I know of. The one that's on Broadway and Euclid.
There's one on Grant, too. Or the other side of the freeway. Not this side of the freeway. The other side of the freeway. Yeah. At least it's still worth
it. Out of curiosity, what is it?
That is Russell Reserve 10-year small batch.
So what do you do?
Well, I'm Spectrum Manager.
Okay.
You have no idea what that is.
No. Never even heard of that.
And here I thought you guys would just know each other and like, oh yeah, you do the thing, and oh, you do the thing.
Well, I can probably do that with his job. What do you do?
I'm avionics on the 60s.
The HH-60s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that with his job.
What's he do?
He works on avionics on HH-60s. But
pretty self-explanatory. Yeah.
But I can say Spectrum Manager, and he can go, oh, you manage the Spectrum. But what's the Spectrum?
What's the Spectrum? I'm asking him that. What's the Spectrum? I'm assuming you don't mean colors.
Well, yeah. That depends. Are we recording yet?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
way to tell us, Eddie.
Yeah, the spectrum. You have the visible spectrum, which is all your light, and then you have the non-visible spectrum.
Wait, it is colors?
No.
Oh,
it said non-visible.
The spectrum as a whole encompasses visible and non-visible spectrum.
Radiation, ultraviolet.
Okay, so you have your light spectrum, and then you have your frequency spectrum, which encompasses microwaves, infrared, everything else. Basically, everything that communicates without wires is my job. So I manage all of the communication frequencies for whatever given installation I'm at.
Like Wi-Fi?
Well, that falls into commercial, so I'm not really responsible for it. Unless it's on a military installation and interfering with our systems, then I'm responsible
for
it.
What's Bluetooth?
Well,
I know what Bluetooth is, but, like, how does that fall under it?
It's like private Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's all it is. It's a means of communication just like Wi-Fi.
So I'm really horrible with politics and things that go out on the world, but apparently there's, like, some, like, rebels in China or something, and they're taking down, like, the internet and other such things, so the rebels or writers couldn't, like, talk. But there's this app called Fire Chat, and it's all based off Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the range...
50 feet max.
Something like that. Yep. And it, like, I thought it was a couple hundred, but the more people who are connected, so if we all had it, it would jump. So if he was 50 feet away, it would jump even further. Yeah. And so with all the people who had it, like, that's how they were able to communicate. And so it could go really far if everybody had it, but if, you know, you're the only one, that it's kind of useless.
Sure.
But I thought that was kind of interesting.
So far I'm fascinated by all this, because I didn't know about that.
It's based off Bluetooth, though. Like, so that, like, there's nothing that the government can do from stopping them from talking if they had that.
Because it's peer-to-peer and local. Yeah, that makes sense. I can see a lot of issues with that, too, because you get one guy that has a bad idea and he has access. I mean, because basically you're allowing the app access to your phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they have access to your phone through Bluetooth if you're opened up to that.
I don't know what kind of access they have. I mean, but people who are really good at hacking can pretty much...
Which there's no shortage of in China.
But they did it for, like, a purpose. Like, I don't know what that purpose was, but they were apparently on the same page. And there's, like, chats, I guess. It's pretty open,
mm-hmm.
but you can set aside, like, chats where you could kind of have a private conversation.
Right.
How private it is, I don't really know, but...
Well, do you have an iPhone by chance?
No, I only have a Samsung Galaxy 4.
So, they probably have an equivalent, too, but iPhone has a new... They're calling it a new feature, but it's been on Mac for a while, called, what's it called? AirDrop.
Yeah.
AirDrop. So, like, he's got an iPhone, I got an iPhone. If he's got AirDrop enabled, I can drop a file to him instantly.
Yeah, I use it on Mac at work.
Right.
It's all it is
a Bluetooth connection. I could be wrong on that, but I would assume all it is Bluetooth.
There's something, because
there's no authentication whatsoever.
Okay. I didn't know what it used. I never bothered to ask what it uses to transfer the files.
It's got
to
be Bluetooth, because you got to be close to people.
They have NFC, which allows data exchange when device touches another device. S-Beam, send file via NFC and Wi-Fi direct. And then you apparently share your screen, which is weird, but yeah, hey. There's other
NFC's nice. NFC, when it came out on Android, was pretty scary, though.
Yeah, I have all that stuff turned off. I don't keep any of that on.
I haven't figured it out on my phone, NFC, yet, because...
It's not
a... Is that all it is? Because I thought they were all equipped with it, and the whole thing that I heard about it before I switched from Windows Phone was that, oh, now I can tap other people's... with my phone, and we can just automatically share stuff by just, like, tapping next to it.
Yeah.
That's what I was expecting.
There was an application called Bump, or something like that, and you, like, hold your phone and you just bump into each other...
Also
and
Bluetooth.
The files would transfer, but apparently that app went defunct and no longer exists.
Yeah. We had that on iPhone, too. And that was Bluetooth as well. NFC,
yeah, well.
NFC is not Bluetooth, though. NFC is much shorter range than Bluetooth. That's why their NFC will be... It stands for near-field connection.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be really close. Like, what they're using NFC for on the iPhones now is Apple Pay. So if you have NFC-enabled registers and stuff like that, you can literally just walk up and bump your phone against it.
Instead of having those squares or whatever?
Correct. Well, no. Which? You're thinking about taking money personally. I'm talking about Target, Walmart, big retailers.
Yeah.
So instead of having to carry a wallet with you, you load your credit cards into your phone.
Well, some restaurants have the squares, though, where you swipe your card and all
But you're still going to have a card.
Dad, I need to ask you something. Can I get wet? I'm
going to
leave out a little bit
wet. Aw, no big deal. But I haven't used NFC yet.
I haven't either. Because
I thought it was just one of those automatically enabled things.
No, mine you can turn it on and off. And I just keep all that off because I don't feel the need to use it or keep it on unless I actually need to use it.
Okay. Now, for me, the only thing I keep on pretty much constantly is Bluetooth because I use it all the time.
I don't.
I use it with the headphones I got. I use it at work. I use it with the mini speaker I got.
The only thing I keep on is like Wi-Fi just so I can reduce the data usage because I'm at work, which has UA Wi-Fi, and then I'm at home most of the time. Those are the two places I'm at, so.
Kids. It just goes to prove that no matter how much planning you do and how many things you set up to avoid interruptions, you're still going to get interrupted.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
And she can probably kick... Well, she can kick my butt. I can't fight her.
Well, you're a really nice person, Eddie, so there's probably a lot of people who
Yeah, that's true.
Because you'd hit them and be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but before I finish, I'm sorry, I'd probably be on the floor. Okay, so, Kelsey, say hi.
Hi.
That's Kelsey. Ross, you can say hi too.
Hi.
Mr. Luke.
Hello.
And then me, Eddie. Okay. So now we can associate names with voices, since we just jumped into this.
You're really bad at intros.
No, I'm going to record, I record an intro separately than with this. So there's no intro to what we're doing now. I record that all together separately. That way there's clarity with it. I just want this all to be conversation.
Yeah, me either. We should have brought the pizza bites.
I'm the only thing I was sorry was that you can get your own cake. You brought the cake. Feel free to eat your own cake and eat it too.
By the way, so it's carrot cake. So if you have nut allergies, there's pecans in there, so don't eat it. I don't want anybody dying.
Is there any pumpkin in it?
No, there's shredded carrots.
I'm just so pleased learning about that yesterday.
About what?
He doesn't like pumpkin.
Oh, pumpkin.
The taste of pumpkin, the smell of pumpkin, it all nauseates me. My son came here. We were hanging out last night playing a game, and my son comes in here with, what was it, pumpkin butter?
Yeah, pumpkin butter.
It was peanut pumpkin butter, but made
so
out... It's so horrible. There's so many things wrong with that.
Yeah.
No, it's like green ketchup.
You can have almond butter.
There's a problem with green ketchup. I tried that. I tried so hard to enjoy that. And the purple. I couldn't do the purple.
I don't know.
Does it taste different or is it?
No, it tastes just fine. But
it tastes the same.
It's just weird. Just when you're like doing this, like holding the burger or the chicken sandwich to your mouth, and you're like, open your mouth and like.
Body's
It doesn't work.
I can't do it.
I think, what is it? I don't know, some foreign country. They have black Burger King.
That's Japan.
From,
did you see that?
Squid ink. They make the burger or the.
You're talking about the bun?
Yeah.
The bun. Everything in it is black.
It's the black Whopper.
Really fucking creepy.
Burger King in Japan.
I don't know.
Am I allowed to swear?
I mean,
yes,
I don't know.
Yes, you
I
are.
People will be offended.
I have to be careful with my particular brand of swearing because I got in trouble with my fellow youth minister who listened to the podcast. You use that? It's like, I'm sorry. It's actually saying OMG out loud. It's like, you can't do that. It's like,
that's
I'm sorry.
That's not swearing.
But it's technically breaking our first commandment.
Oh.
So, it's like, okay.
What, saying, oh my God?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or saying the other one.
Or God. Oh, and
there's
goddamn.
There's one of those that I have an issue
God
with.
Goddamn, I can't say either. Yeah, actually, oh my God's probably a little better. It's goddamn that I can't say.
Oh my God, you can say it. Depends on context.
I actually just say OMG anyway because I'm a geek.
Same difference.
Yeah, I mean.
But she got pretty upset with me. Like, the other day, we were just randomly talking. She brought it up again. It's like, you can't say that. What about the kids? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll try better.
Just make up some other thing for it. What does the G stand for? I don't know.
Gosh darn.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. There, see?
I'll change.
Get away with it.
Honestly, though, you know me. I talk like a sailor sometimes. Like, it just comes out.
I'm worse.
You're worse, true, but
I
can get pretty bad.
I'm slightly short.
Oh, only slightly?
Only slightly.
Oh, now I'm just having...
So yeah, about that carrot cake. It's really dense. Sorry, I have to explain it.
By the way,
it's not
you should actually grab the cake while we have a chance before we forget about it again.
It looks like bread instead of actual cake. But the weird thing is it's super moist, and it still feels like it's dough. And
okay.
I cooked it for the correct amount of time. I have no idea what I did to make it this texture. I can't figure it out.
Okay. Wait, are you trying to say that the texture is good?
It tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes good. It just doesn't... The texture is not like cake. It's really weird. It's bizarre.
It's really dense.
And I'm not... It's really dense.
Well, should it be like cake? Because I thought that this kind of cake is different naturally. Like,
no, it should definitely be fluffier than that.
Mm.
It's weird.
But it tastes good.
But yeah, it's the texture... The taste still tastes amazing.
You can't say anything, Ross. I don't trust your opinion on her cooking.
No, I'm very critical of my baking.
But I'm not trustworthy of his criticism.
No, he's an amazing boyfriend. We went to Michael's, and he always goes on with me, and he makes me not buy a lot of stuff. And he's...
She gets upset with me in the store, because I peel
away.
He
makes you not buy a lot of stuff?
I said he's a good boyfriend.
And then
he's a good boyfriend for going to Michael's with you.
I pout about it, but, you know.
After we get out of the store and she gets out of the trance, she's like, oh, thank you for not letting me buy that stuff.
I have a problem. I will admit it. I love baking gadgets.
I only went to Michael's for my brother, but he's an art guy. And his grades depend on going to Michael's, so
I
gotta get
Michael's.
One more fort.
I'll help her for that.
It's dangerous. Oh, cool.
I gotta grab another fort.
So you've been back like a week, Ross. You've had enough time to play anything but Motor?
I have actually played it since I got back. Like, I played it at the end of the trip when we were waiting on our airlifts.
Oh, okay.
Like what?
No, that's probably
not. Shadow
Mordor. I played it on Steam. I downloaded it out there.
Photo.
And I played it a little bit while we were waiting for airlifts. Then, since I got back, all I've been playing is Destiny pretty much.
Yeah.
I did that the other way around. I picked up Destiny and played Destiny until I hit level 28 and just kind of... I got tired of the gear grind.
Yeah.
The gear grind got really old really fast. And, are you sure that's cake?
I told you! It's really thick!
Your description didn't do it justice.
You could pick that whole line up by itself and it would not fall apart.
Okay. I'm sorry, I hope you don't mind my germs. I'm not sick, I swear.
I've heard that before.
It's true, though. I'm not.
Thank you.
Then you went to the doctor, right?
Said the, I'm not, I swear I'm not sick. Said the Ebola patient before he got on the plane.
Hey, that person supposedly was allowed to go.
Hey, is that not ridiculous?
What?
Hey, you just treated an Ebola patient. Let's put you on an airplane and send you on a cruise.
Yeah. Really
whoever said that was a good idea?
Yeah,
that so much probably wasn't a good idea.
The CDC, they're like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Like, no, it's not.
Wait, did he work for the CCD?
CDC. I don't know. I just know that supposedly the CDC gave him or her, I don't know who it is, the permission to do it, which I think is dumb. Wait, where'd the fuck did it come from?
The what?
I don't know.
It's for the dog.
Wow, these just get washed. They're really warm.
Yeah, I just took them out of the dishwasher.
Nice. It's like laundry, except for forks.
Speaking of which, did you get your laundry done? Is that
yeah,
okay?
We did. We did.
Good.
Our laundry is clean now. Hi, doggy. You can't have this. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, I like carrot cake. And that's good. But it's really odd at the same time.
I know, isn't it?
It's like a mixture of a carrot cake and a fruit cake.
It's so weird. I don't understand it. And I probably will never replicate this again because I have no idea how I did it.
Probably there's flour in it.
No, because if there was too much, it would be super dry.
Oh, I don't
know. But it's not really that dry.
Yeah.
And at first I thought I overmixed it, but I really have no idea.
That's just odd.
Isn't it?
I can't remember the last time I had carrot cake, so I can't relate on that level, but... I mean, it tastes good. I'm liking it.
Mmm, it's just good.
Mmm. Look, everyone in the audio. This is a delicious cake. Look at it.
It doesn't have nuts in it, does it?
I just told you at the time.
You might want to get ready to take me to the hospital.
Wait, are you kidding?
It's a bad joke.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it was. I was laughing the first time because I thought you were making that joke, and you said it twice. I'm like, what? Wait.
No.
It's like getting the second phone call on your cell phone. You're like, okay, the first time you ignored it. Okay, the second time I hardly have to pick it up. It must really be important. You can't do that.
No. I was, I think, junior high school. And I had some friends, and we, you know, the Girl Scout ice cream, okay?
Uh-huh.
I brought some out to share with my friends, and my friend was like, does it have coconut in it? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'm allergic. And I started freaking out. He's like, nah, I'm just messing with you. I was like, you asshole. I was like, that is not something you joke around having an allergy.
Now, you didn't introduce Roxy.
I'm sorry. It's Roxy. I wasn't ready to commit to a mascot, so I didn't feel like introducing Roxy was wise.
This dog is, like, not normal.
Why?
You can do anything to her.
She's just totally chill?
Yeah.
Whose idea was to get this dog?
I hate this dog.
Oh.
So that eliminates you, at least three.
No. Okay, so let me step back. I have grown to like the dog. But I hate little dogs. I have German Shepherds. I have Labs. I've had Great Danes. I've had Chows. I've had Dalmatians.
Hmm.
Never had a little dog. I hate ankle biters. But this one, my son's grandparent gave to us. And, it's a Shih Tzu. So, I mean, for what it is, I'm the only person, when I married my wife and, you know, out of my family, I'm the only one that's ever had a dog before. So they were scared to commit to a dog. So when this one kind of fell in our laps, we were very thankful. But I hated the fact that it was a little dog, because I hate little dogs. And then she grew up, and she's 2 years old, and she never got any bigger.
Yeah, she's tiny.
That is small for a two-year-old dog.
She's really, really small.
But
she's adorable.
She has been a blessing. I mean, she's a great dog.
Her eyes, one's a little askew.
She's a Shih Tzu. She can't help it.
Is that
part
of it?
It's a feature. It's not a flaw.
Really?
She can see both of you.
That's so weird.
What?
She can see two things.
Okay, you're doing it
you're
to me.
You're really
I am
gullible,
okay?
Yeah, so am I.
I am super gullible. I will believe anything you're saying.
But, this will go well.
Which is why when we go into arguments, I'm afraid all the time because I'm going to believe you, but then I have to fight off believing you. If not, we can have a proper argument.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I hate tiny dogs. Because they usually they usually bark a lot.
We took her to Mississippi, to my dad's house. And my dad has like a 135-pound German Shepherd.
Wow.
He's huge.
He weighs more than I do.
He's huge. He's huge. I mean, he's just massive. And he's solid white, so he's really freaky to look at.
Nice.
And his name is Zeus. And she had never
Good
seen
name.
A dog that big. And we put her in the house, and Zeus came around the corner just because Zeus wanted to play, and he was just bouncing his feet and stuff.
How
and
was
she
this?
just went, arr, 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 arr. He never touched her. She was done. Back door was open. She goes out the backyard, and all you can hear is, arr, 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 arr. She's gone. Oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap.
This monster's trying to kill me. Normally they get super defensive and they think they're the shit and then they're just barking.
Well, she's the Shih Tzu. Yeah. Bad joke. Yeah.
Oh. Is that jokes?
You see, this is why I didn't want to introduce Roxy, because now you're just going to make fun of her. I was trying to be careful with her feelings. So why'd you quit playing Destiny again? Or momentarily quit?
I found Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
It's not that I quit. I have no problem with Destiny. I'm kind of waiting for the next iteration of it to come out.
You mean the expansion?
Yeah. You know, I said iteration because I should have said continuation because it's the continuation of the storyline, but...
I do hope they continue the storyline because that was pretty disappointing.
Unfortunately, I'm an Xbox fanatic, and everybody that I know that has Destiny plays on PlayStation, and Destiny was built to be a social game, so it's...
Sorry.
So it's kind of a pain in the ass to really get on there and play when you only ever have one or two friends on. And you got things like the Vault of Glass, which is the most challenging thing ever built when it comes to raids and MMORPGs, and I can't even do it because I don't have enough people that play Destiny on Xbox One.
How many people do you need to do it? Six? Mm-hmm. You don't even have
Your
six friends, Luke.
I have way more than six friends on Xbox Live. But I don't have more than six friends that play Destiny all at the same time that are online that can commit, 14 to 15 hours to completing a mission.
Okay.
It takes that long to do one mission?
Yeah.
It's really long. And you're not supposed to do it one sitting. You're supposed to do it over a course of a couple of days.
Which makes it more complicated because you have to have the same fire team leader in the same squad to go back in and pick up where you left off. Otherwise, you just start back at the beginning.
Oh, that's amazing. In, like, not the best way.
The first group of people to ever complete the Vault of Glass died, like, 1,100 times. Yeah. Accumulatively.
1,100 times? That's a lot.
I keep seeing posts on the internet talk about, these people beat it in 4 seconds, and et cetera, et cetera. And then, like, I don't know. I haven't played the game, so I don't know how real the mechanics are behind what you're saying.
I think the record time is, like, 47 minutes or something like that.
I think so, too. And it's just under 9.
That's, like, retarded fast. Mm-hmm.
So there are people that have no life, basically?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
They're okay, just, well, like, my life is destiny.
If you've seen this, then explain a little bit to me, like, is this just they're really good, or did they, like, over-level, or did they just break the mechanics?
They're probably doing a normal, and they're max level. So they probably have, like, the maximum advantage over it, and then using, just blowing.
It's still hard.
But they're probably not fighting everything. They're probably just rushing past everything as fast as they can.
So the Vault of Glass is interesting, because it's like one big mission that's a whole bunch of mini games. I mean, even starting out, the first level, just to open the vault, there's three control points on the map with, I think, minotaurs, right?
I haven't actually played it yet.
Yeah, I think they're really big minotaurs, which are Vex bad guys or whatever.
Are they like, are we talking about like mythical minotaurs, or are they just something called a minotaur?
Right name.
Okay.
Different creature.
Okay.
These are aliens, and that's just, they're called minotaurs. Whatever. Okay. But you have to hold each control point. You have to maintain control of each control point just to open the vault.
For a set amount of time, and you have to have like two people on each one just to do it.
Yeah, so without six people, I'm not going to say it's impossible, because I've seen people do it. But if you're not, like you said, a have-no-life destiny player, and you're just an average Joe trying to go through the vault, if you don't have six people, you don't stand a chance at opening the vault. Oh, well, I'll tell you that. I'm level 28, too. So a bunch of level 30s with good gear might be able to do it, but we can't. Not the guys I play with.
Okay, so then since you haven't done that yet, and you've played everything else, what draws you to the game?
What draws me to the game? I don't know.
Because I know you and I talked about it before, and to me it sounded like, I was all like, oh, well, that's kind of sounds like Borderlands. And you're like, no, not Borderlands.
I love Borderlands.
I was really hoping you could come around and we can play the prequel.
I haven't played the new one, so I'm willing to give it another shot. But I played Borderlands 1, and I didn't like Borderlands 1.
Okay.
I wasn't much of a fan of Borderlands 1 either. But I really like Borderlands
2. Yeah, and that's what people keep saying. And like I said, I'm willing to try Borderlands 2.
Good.
But I just don't.
I would love to play with somebody else.
You have an Xbox One?
No.
Then we won't be playing together. Oh,
okay. There goes that dream. I'll go back to playing my Steam games then by myself.
You don't have a 360?
I got one upstairs.
Yeah. I don't think one is on Xbox One yet.
I sold my 360 because I feel like I didn't need it anymore. And I got the PS4, and I got my Steam machine now, you know, on the PC.
You got a Steam machine?
My PC. Oh. I don't have an actual Steam machine. But those two, I just barely have Steam enough machine? Time.
Yeah, Steam's producing, or other, like, there's a Steam OS now, and there's, like, certain boxes that you can buy. They're basically pre-built PCs geared towards, like, certain, I don't know how many there are now. Like, when they first announced, I think there was, like, 11 or 12.
Yeah, something like that.
There's different ones you can buy for different budgets, basically, and different needs. And
the long and short of it was that it's just so that you can console game with Steam games.
Yeah.
Hook it up to the TV, get it like a
controller.
It's a
more accessible PC gaming rig.
That's cool. So it's like the media center PC of games.
Yeah.
Plug it up to your TV, play with a controller type thing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Last time I saw the controller looked weird, though. It had like the two like touch pads for the analog sticks. I don't like that too much, but I think they changed it.
I mean, no surprise that they came up with a weird controller. First of all, I mean, we've had the other three companies spend decades trying to build their controllers.
Remember the original PlayStation 3 controller that looked like a boomerang?
Yeah. Oh, that was. I'm glad that
didn't happen.
Yeah, they got rid of that fast.
Better yet, remember the original Xbox controller that was twice as big as the one we have now?
The Duke?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I didn't see that one. I didn't get into
really?
Xbox.
Really? It had
an
Xbox logo that big on it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
He's not exaggerating.
Wait, by the way, wait to be visual on the audio podcast.
Hey, that's their problem, not mine.
It's like, we must tell you that this is
Google that, guys.
Google Xbox The Duke.
Yeah.
Cardinals 1.
And look, it wasn't that wasn't an optional controller. That was what they shipped with in the beginning. They quickly realized, hey, we have a problem, and made the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
This week is going to mark my 4th loss in a row in my fantasy league.
This is why I quit doing fantasy. I did it 1 year, and I'm like, nope, never again.
It's just that I lose every time AJ Green doesn't play for the Bengals. And he's been out for 4 of the games, and I've lost 4 of the games he's been out of.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
And it's just...
That's why I don't follow football.
I like football, not fantasy football. Fantasy football sucks.
I could really... The sports sucks.
No, sports... Well,
sports sucks.
You think sports sucks in general?
Sucks.
Yeah, pretty much. I thoroughly enjoy playing sports. I enjoy going to a game, regardless of the game. I like being there. I'm not going to spend an entire day watching it on my TV. Pretending that me cheering on my couch or screaming slurs at my team from my couch is going to influence the outcome of the game in any way.
It wouldn't, even if you were there, though.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're there, you have the environment. You know, you can eat the shitty hot dog, and you can drink the shitty beer, and you can
spend a shit ton
and you,
of money.
Yeah, absolutely. But
that's
it's an experience.
Yeah.
It's
part of the culture of, like, just...
That's no worse than going to a casino.
To all the money that they get, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
I love sports, but I don't like how much value we place on them.
That's the problem I have with it. I believe there's a whole bunch of intelligent people that are intelligent when it comes to sports. That if sports wasn't as big as it is, they'd be intelligent in something else and actually contribute to society instead of being able to spout off baseball statistics like it matters.
Like some obscure baseball stat,
sure.
Like how many home runs this person hit in like 1973 or something.
Great,
like
glad you know it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know, who cares?
Well,
and I'm probably pissing a bunch of people off right now. But,
no.
I mean, that's just me. I'm full-time military. I own a web design business. I own a survival gear business. I can make a lot of money in the time it takes me to sit down and watch a football game.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's a time eater.
I only watch
my team. I don't do the whole fantasy football thing where you have to rotate 5 different channels to see what's going on in 5 different games at the same time. I think that's really
to that point. Two things. One, I have Red Zone, the span of the games, they just like go back and forth automatically for me, so I don't have to pay attention. I can do other stuff while that's happening. But even then, I this is the second weekend out of the entire season that I've spent any time watching a football game. Because I usually just like, okay, I got my teams. I'll watch my phone real quick to see what scores are. Go back to what I was doing before. I'm really bad at watching football. But I like being part of the league.
My neighbor that I share a wall with over there, he's got all of his buddies come over every Sunday to watch football. He went out and bought 2 extra TVs. So right here where my TV is, he's got 2 flat screens on each side. So he'll have 3 games
he's
going at the
like
same
that,
time.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That would be cool, but that's a shit ton of money.
Well, we have 3 TVs in the house, to be
fair. We do.
Not
we
sitting on one entertainment center.
Yeah, we don't have them all set up.
You don't have them daisy chained.
Well, the thing is, like, we have the TV, and then he was just recently deployed and he got back. So in his original setup, he had 2 TV as his monitors for his games. So that way, that's how it was. But the other, your 2 TVs are not doing anything right now. They're just sitting around. So...
Yeah, like I'm a big time camper and hiker. I mean, that's my idea of a good weekend. I put on my backpack, I go up to the mountain, spend a few days on the mountain. So he is too. So I asked him. We went up to the mountain, I guess 2 weekends ago, and he was going to go with us. And I said, "Hey, let's go." He said, "When are you coming back?" And I said, "We'll be back Sunday afternoon." He said, "Can't go."
Please tell me the punchline here is.
I said, "Why not?" He said, "Gotta watch football." I said, "You're shitting me, right? I mean, DVR it. I mean, it's not like somebody's going to ruin it for you while we're gone. They couldn't. You can't even make a phone call from where we go."
Yeah, but what if he is on his way back? He gets into service, goes checks Facebook.
But see,
people
don't.
Spoil everything.
That's an option. You don't have to look at Facebook. Facebook's a whole other conversation. But, I mean, you don't have to look at Facebook. So for me, I don't really follow sports, but I'm from Mississippi. So up until last night, you know, both of the Mississippi teams were undefeated all the way into the season.
And you're keenly aware of that.
That's because everybody from back home is making sure that I know that that Mississippi State is still undefeated. You know, so and it's just it's a whole culture, it's a whole lifestyle that engulfs people. And yeah. I don't.
It's like people who keep up with the Kardashians and all that bullshit. No, that's
so much worse.
It is
so much worse.
How did you even make that connection?
That's how little she thinks of people that are.
I agree with her.
There's the sports culture, and then there's the celebrity culture. It's the same exact concept. Who's married to who? Who has this kid? Who's having an affair? Who does this? Blah, 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 blah. It's the same exact thing, except for one's geared more towards men and one's geared more towards women.
I just couldn't. I couldn't guess that we were going to go in that direction if you had told me.
Well, that's why I'm here.
But it's really bad in America. What you're bringing up, it's really bad in America, who we put on pedestals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at, you know, go back 100 years and look at who we put on a pedestal. You know, you got people now that are in the current generation that can't even tell you who the forefathers are. But they can tell you who all the Kardashians are. They can spout off, you know, sports statistics and everything else. It's a major problem with the country. It's a major problem with youth and society in a whole.
People, they're like, you don't know who this person is. I'm like, no, why should I? I'm never gonna meet them. They don't affect my life in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, they make great movies or music or whatever, but I just don't watch the Kardashians. I don't watch anything like related to celebrity or anything like that, but I listen to morning radio
and there's always that 30 minute section of morning radio is enough that I can probably tell you the Kardashians faster than I can tell you the forefathers. But it's because I hear their names every goddamn day. I did it again. I'm
you
sorry.
Did.
Oh.
Right.
Now
your finisher is going to yell at you.
I know. And she can yell.
She sure can.
I'm going to have to beg for forgiveness. It was her birthday yesterday, so maybe I'll get her a nice birthday gift. I apologize for what? You'll know later.
It was Nicole's birthday?
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday, Nicole. I got that out of the way. I didn't tell her yesterday.
Oh, shame.
Shame.
Was she at Mass today?
No.
No? Oh, she went yesterday, so.
Mm.
Yeah, I was at a youth retreat with my kids from church all day. All day. It was fun, but it was just like all day. Like all day. But, yeah, you know, whatever. That's fine. Yeah, so, I don't know. The only reason I know about stuff like the Kardashians is because 30 minutes of morning radio every morning will remind me who they are again.
Think about if morning radio pushed politics instead of Hollywood.
But there's plenty of that.
But it matters. It matters.
No. It doesn't.
Celebrities
doesn't.
Don't matter.
It does and it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, politics is more important, but I don't want to hear any more about politics than I do.
The people we have in position...
That's a problem.
The people we have in position are fucking stupid. They're idiots. A child could run the government better than they can because they don't give a shit about what's right and wrong.
If it was important politics, like actual like news events and stuff like that, I would listen to it. But like when I think of politics right now, I think of like...
Come on, there's so many ads... Like Hulu?
What, yeah, even the Hulu ads have pop political ads.
Vote for her! Don't vote for her! Vote for her!
Like, we got back to back ads one time, and it was like, for Martha McSally, and then the next one was like, Martha McSally's the devil.
It's so stupid, and I'm getting stuff in the mail, and it's bullshit.
The
like,
people
the
that call you on the phone.
That's
no matter how many times you ask them,
that's all the phone calls we get on my home phone now.
I don't get those, thank God, because I'd fucking chew them out. But. The whole party system is stupid. It doesn't work in today's society. Not anymore. Because you got a Democrat and you're a Republican. The Democrat says, I believe in this. So the Republican has to say, I believe in the complete opposite just to get the other person's vote.
I disagree. I believe campaigning is more successful now than probably it used to be. Because they're campaigning against much less educated people. If they didn't campaign, nobody would know who they are because
right.
Nobody follows politics.
I'm not saying the campaign itself is bad. I'm saying the party system is bad. Like, you only have to vote for this person or this person just because you're Democratic.
You need to
pick your stance based off what you actually truly believe.
Sure.
Not because this party believes in this thing, so I have to go this route.
Okay.
It's really
I like, because I feel like people connect too much to the party rather than the politics. Actually, that's probably what it is.
I'm a Republican, and anybody that talks to me 5 seconds about politics knows I'm Republican. However, I would vote for a Democrat if my choice between Republican and Democrat, and I didn't agree with the Republican, but I agreed with more what the Democrat said, I would vote for the Democrat.
See, there's two
because
there's a lot of people that don't do that.
Who are so stubborn, I gotta stick to my party. That's what I always vote.
That might as well just be about sports again, then.
It's really
well, voting,
I like
voting,
the Steelers. I
voting
like Steelers.
To me is easy. You look at the candidates and you figure out which one is the best for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best for you. Not which one's going to give you the most handouts. Not which one's going to make your home a better place. Which one's better for the country.
I think our problem nowadays is people don't care about that. They're
really self-absorbed. They're paying so much attention to sports and celebrities, and they are...
They can't be bothered to look into it, so they're like, oh, well, this is Republican, so that's where I'm going to vote this year.
No, I mean, there was a long time ago, there was a quote made, and me and a historian buddy of mine have been arguing over who actually originally said it. But the quote goes, democracy will only last as long as it takes for people to realize that they can vote themselves money. And that's where we are right now, is people are voting themselves money. You vote based on handouts, you know, and it is the beginning of the decline of democracy, you know. So,
unless we can stop it.
Well, how are you going to stop it?
Oh, I don't know. I need computers, man.
I mean, you got so many problems that people don't even see as problems anymore, like tax returns.
Can you see problems?
Why the hell do we get tax returns?
It gives me a job.
No, well, fair enough. But why? Why do you get tax returns? Why does the government give me money after I pay my taxes?
Don't think it's just because I'm a tax preparer. I don't look at like the rules and go, what were they thinking? Now I have to memorize it so I can teach people to do their taxes.
Yeah.
Which gets me money. But hey, you know.
Take from me what is required as my taxes as an American citizen. Take from me what is required and keep it. Don't give me any money back. That's not the point.
It's
you know?
Because people can choose their percentage.
What do you
so
think of the...
So they have to overdo it so they don't have to owe money at the very end. Nobody wants to pay attention how much they truly... I mean, it would be nice if the government just said, you give us this percentage and that's all that's needed, but they don't do that. People can choose what percentage to give.
Do you get a refund or do you owe at the end of the year? Just out of curiosity.
And a refund.
So... Me personally, the refund I get as a as married with two kids, I technically do not pay taxes.
That's crazy.
When you look at it, I technically don't pay taxes. I get more back in a refund than I pay in. Now I pay my taxes
all
year.
The dependents and all that stuff, though.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's a problem. Those are handouts for nothing. I can support my family. You know, I don't need the handouts. Why am I getting handouts? You know, I have no problem giving it back. Take my tax return away, as long as you take everybody else's away. I don't want to be the only guy. You know what I mean? But there's a problem there. There's a lot of money that's just leaking out of the government through tax returns.
We'll need a whole new podcast just to cover that, man.
You need much more educated people to cover that.
That's why we're front row geeks, because there's a lot of back rows that we could be in there too.
So you pick up the Master Chief Collection when it comes out?
The what?
The Master Chief Collection?
Probably not.
Actually, that's a good question. Are you a big fan of the Halo series other than
Absolutely.
Destiny?
Destiny's not part of the Halo series.
Okay, sorry. There's like a spiritual successor sort of thing to it. I apologize. You can't help but think of it. At least
Destiny was in ODST. Did you know that?
No.
There's a Destiny reference in Halo ODST. There's like a movie, like a poster on a wall somewhere that just says like "Prepare for Destiny" or something like that, and it shows like the Traveler hovering over the Earth.
Huh.
Now that the game came out like 7 years ago,
yeah.
Like,
so they've been planning this game for 7 years now.
Well, Bungie walked away from Halo what 6 years ago?
Reach was the last Bungie Halo game.
Yeah.
That was.
It had to have been less than like 5-6 years ago, because I remember I played that one.
Well,
I want to say it was like 5 years
Halo 4 came out several years ago. I mean, Halo 4 is old now.
but then Halo 4 was the first non-Bungie.
343 Studios.
Yeah.
Which, quite frankly, I love Bungie and I love Halo, but 343 did a great job with Halo 4.
I haven't played it. Reach was my only Reach into the series. Other than that, it's been like, oh, I'm just watching someone else play it.
Reach was okay, but I missed Master Chief.
Because I never played it, I don't know him as a character. So, is he as a character, is he that striking?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll take word for it.
It's that you can impose your own personality on it, because he's such like a... Like, he's not... He doesn't talk a lot, and you don't ever see his face, so it's easy to, like, believe that you are the Master Chief.
Yeah.
That's why my interpretation on why he's so popular.
Reach is, for the most part, squad-based. I mean, Reach, you have a team of Spartans with you. You know what I mean? And whereas Halo, you destroy armies with one dude. You know, he's epic. He's one of the most epic. Halo's what? The highest selling first person shooter ever made? You know, Halo's...
I believe it. I don't know this. This is that statistic off the top of my head, but I believe
Halo's
it.
Halo's the reason why Xbox didn't fail when it first came out. That was the reason why people bought Xboxes when it first came out.
Yep.
That's pretty much the reason why I buy an Xbox One, because I wanted to play the Master Chief Collection.
I'm waiting for the new Halo.
Halo 5?
Yeah.
I don't know how, but somehow they're gonna like interact. Like, there's gonna be stuff in the Master Chief Collection. I think, like, when you beat each campaign, there's gonna be like an extended like final cutscene that alludes to Halo 5. Also, I'm pretty stoked that the multiplayer in that game isn't divided up by game. Like, you go into multiplayer and you want to play deathmatch, and it'll bring up deathmatch from like any of the games in the collection, like any map from the collection.
Yeah.
So you can go from like Halo 2, and then it'll like bring in Halo 3, and then like back to Halo 1.
You know, and that all sounds cool, but I've played all the Halos, and I've gone back and played back. And so many times I find myself wishing I had a jetpack. Or, you know, wishing I could do I could do that.
That's going to be the hardest part, is like playing the Halo 4 and having all the equipment and stuff like that. And then jumping into like Halo and Combat Evolved, and you're like, ah, shit.
I can boot up Combat Evolved, and all I want to do is go watch Red versus Blue.
Yeah.
No, sorry, is my phone vibrating? I should have left it on the table.
I
do love Red versus Blue, though.
I need to catch up on that. I'm so far behind on it.
It's somewhere. I think they're all free now. I think they're on Netflix.
Yeah, well, they're on Netflix?
They're on some streaming service. They announced it.
They're on YouTube. Like, you can go back and watch pretty much any... They're like their current season that was on YouTube. It's kind of like... It is kind of like Netflix, but like they show their current episodes on their own website, and then... they'll put them on YouTube like after the whole season's grown up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that show's great.
I didn't know they were still making them, honestly, until like a year ago.
It's changed a lot. Like, because they got like a huge staff now. They got like a budget. They got like a dude that just does like animation for it. His name is Monty Ohm. He just does like the fight scenes and stuff like that. And like, it's not...
Well, he did the original... Halo versus Metroid Prime video, mm-hmm. which was amazing.
What? There's a... What? We might have to stop.
Are we fixing to have to watch a video in the middle of a podcast?
We probably shouldn't, but, you know, you guys keep talking. I'm going to pull out my phone.
Oh, I'll put it on the TV, man.
Did you see Metroid?
Yeah.
Have you played that game before?
Cena made Metroid cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you played that game, though?
No, before? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
You don't know what Metroid... Samus is from Smash Brothers?
I know Samus, but I don't really... I mean, I don't know the game. I'm not that game nerdy.
What are you doing?
But she dressed... Whatever. She dressed up as Samus.
She has other qualifications for being here. Now, the video game we got pretty much covered, I think, from the last... Like, actually, we're like 45 minutes into this already, so we're doing pretty good.
I told Eddie, when he asked me to do this, that I'm not that gaming nerdy.
But you know other stuff. You watch other things that are more than relatable to this kind of thing. Games, though, we got that covered. Well, we're fine.
But I'm still not that.
Sorry, even anime, I'm not big on. Like, that's not my strong point. I watch a lot of it.
I haven't watched in a long ass time, though.
I pretty much watch what, like, everybody watches, and that's, like, two or three things.
I was...
And that's, like, all I can manage time-wise.
And then whatever's on Adult Swim.
I can.
I, watching anime is dangerous for me. Or watching any show, like, I just, like, binge watch it. And it's like one giant movie.
That's why I got Steam, Hulu, because Hulu shows a lot of that. So it's like I don't have to go out of my way to find this stuff anymore.
I'm just go to Hulu. I'm glad a lot of the shows that we watched weren't airing while I was gone, because that would have sucked trying to catch up on all that as soon as I got back.
Mm-hmm.
They all started back up as soon as when I got back.
Pretty much.
Oh yeah, because you were pretty much gone like right after the fall season ended, so you only missed like summer shows.
Did we ever finish Game of Thrones?
That's the only one I was going to bring up.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, now that's going to be forever before we watch that again.
The last episode, it was like right before I left, I think.
Oh, yeah, because you used your
HBO Plus
or whatever.
Yeah, it was the last of my HBO free account.
Yeah. Finishing up that season.
That's what it was called.
Aloy.
Metroid.
Have you started watching Gotham
with
Flash?
I am watching Gotham. Arrow and Flash are still in the queue that I'll get to maybe
Arrow
in like 30 years.
What about Constantine? Episode 1 just came out.
I didn't see
it. I haven't watched
that
yet.
I recorded
really
it.
To.
Wait,
is it on?
Did you watch it?
Hulu?
Yeah, I got it on.
How is it?
Flex.
Is it on Hulu?
I liked it. I don't know if it's on Hulu. Okay. I don't have cable.
What channel was it on again?
Hulu's
NBC?
Not on cable?
Yeah, it's like Hulu.
Oh yeah, no. I have Hulu. I don't watch anything on it.
Huh.
I have a Plex server. I download all my stuff and stream it to Plex.
Nice.
Interesting.
I think Constantine's on NBC though, so then they don't usually put stuff on Hulu.
Oh really?
Well, that's a good point.
Because like How Your Mother wasn't on Steam and
right.
Not Steam, Hulu. I'm gonna get those confused all day.
Are you
I
ready?
Need to find somewhere to watch Big Bang Theory. I'm so behind. And I need to catch up on Modern Family. I need to go get the last season.
I've kind of given up on Big Bang Theory.
I don't even know if I finished last season. I'm not sure.
So, Halo. Okay. You guys got to show me what this is about.
This is old, but it's still amazing.
Yeah, 6-year-old video, but it's still amazing. Like, I remember when this first came out, watching it. I couldn't believe an amateur did this.
Yeah, he was a nobody at this time.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that, but...
So is this all done from, like, from scratch, but I know they probably used, like, files from
the game? I know he used sound clips from the game, and then I don't know how he made the character models, because those are obviously aren't, like, official game models.
No, but he did a pretty good job
on
the grunts and the... And the elites and stuff.
Well, the weapons look like they're straight from the game.
Yeah.
The armor looks like it might have been, like,
Master
Chief recreated.
Master looks like he's straight from the game.
But there are definitely people who take models from the game files and try to rework them into stuff like this, but it's not that easy. Like, even just taking pre-rendered models and making them do stuff.
Yeah, this is the guy that works for Rooster Teeth now. And at first, he just worked in... with Red vs. Blue and he was doing like the Vikings and stuff like that, and I don't know if I haven't watched any recent episodes, he might still be doing that, but they gave him his own series, let him do his own series on Rooster Teeth.
I like how it said funded by no
one. Yeah, he did this for free on his own time, which is insane.
So I'm seeing a lot of Halo so far.
The point.
I'm waiting for the Oid part to come in.
It's coming. It's epic every time you watch it.
Did he just like fireball him with his hand?
A plasma grenade.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, that's right.
Now he's skateboarding on an elite.
Wow.
Parkour.
Definitely. He can throw cars.
He's Master Chief. He can do whatever he wants.
I guess.
It's like Matrix means in there.
This kind of reminds me of the Death Battle series. You guys have seen that?
Yes. I know what you're talking about. It's Screw Attack.
Yeah. Oh, I love watching it, but the last one that I didn't... that they were coming out with was Godzilla versus somebody. But there was some glitch about what they were doing. I'm watching. It's just...
We're still doing
an audio podcast. I'm filling it in.
Yeah, we're keep the listeners entertained.
But the Oid part's coming.
I feel like this is going to ruin me playing Halo, because this is all stuff I can't do in Halo. Seriously. I can't even dual wield swords, and I just saw that. And that would be enough for me. There we go. That's what I wanted to see. See, this should be in Screw Attack. I would totally watch it.
Did you watch the Superman vs. Batman one?
Yes.
How did you feel about that?
It's acceptable. I mean, I wanted Goku to win that. There's no lie about that. But using the math that comic books created for that, yeah, of course he won.
Yeah. I think they kind of screwed up doing that.
Of course they did. But
the argument for why he wasn't as strong didn't make any sense.
But the lesson is that Superman is invincible because they created him to be that.
Yeah.
That's the lesson there. Which, since then, everyone I've talked to about that goes, yeah, I don't like how he's invincible and he can't lose. That makes for a crappy story.
Yeah.
There we go. That is totally a Matrix ripoff. Oh, that's fantastic. This is really good, though.
Yeah.
Like even for being somewhat cheesy, the work it takes to do what I'm seeing here is not, like, a weekend.
So much motion. Like, crazy. And it flows. It's not, like, awkward.
No, it's not awkward at all.
Is there...
It's really smooth.
Did the person who made this use motion capture?
No. This is all... He used... I can't remember what it's called. There's a program that he used to, like, pose them, and he did it frame by frame.
Wow.
That's crazy. Intense.
Watch Master Chief.
How Susanna was dressed up as when she's making the Metroid cupcakes.
Zero Suit Samus?
Yeah.
Watch Master Chief.
He's probably like, drop. She's hot.
That's too
bad. That's awesome.
Electric crotch.
What's that song? I just did my pants. That's what just happened.
Yeah, but
now they got Star Wars sounds in
it. I know, seriously.
Well, they're lightsaber fighting.
And she's doing what's that Brazilian fight style?
Capoeira.
Yeah, that's what she was doing.
I got
to
see that when I went to Brazil. I got to see it. Like,
what is it called?
Capoeira. It's like breakdancing and fighting at the same time. That's they don't awesome. Consider it a fighting style, though.
That's cool.
And there is even jiggle effects. Good lord.
No. You gotta watch.
No way.
Seriously?
You just remembered how it ended, didn't you?
Yeah. That's not how it originally ended. You, like, added to it, too.
You know, I'm okay with this to the point, except for the point that she can't kick that much. She's supposed to kick more ass when she's in the suit, isn't she? Why is she kicking more ass now outside the suit?
Well, she wasn't there for all that other stuff. Really? Wow.
And another one.
She has rockets. She still has her boots on.
That was another Matrix ripoff.
What's it?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't catch that.
Oh.
Wow.
Ballistics.
Haloid.
This person had a lot of fun making this.
Oh, yeah.
No, he probably hated every second of this.
What?
It's probably a year of work for 9 minutes of fun.
Yeah.
This Screw Attack should have hired these people. Or this person or something. Whatever the word is I want to use here.
First, though.
Wow. Boom.
That was Predator right there. More Matrix.
At least she used Master Chief as a fall break.
Wow. That is actually just, you know, knowing the production work that went into that, that was...
Because he had to animate every single one of, like, the grunts and the...
Oh. Wait, what? Is this a song lyric?
No, this is the extended ending for the video.
They're not gonna ship them, are they?
Look!
What? What? Is the guy Japanese?
He's Asian, I know that.
Oh, this is such a Japanese ending. Question, so is that a character that I should know?
Or no.
Is just the...
He just is like Master Chief as a chick, I guess. Yeah. I think because when he made this video, there was still no... Because now in the Halo...
The kind of Roxy is.
Like comics and stuff like that, they've shown Master Chief without his armor. But before, when this video was made, they hadn't shown it, and it was still very ambiguous of like what he looked like, or even if he was a dude, I guess.
The... What I thought was funny about that ending, though, is that that's basically giving a wink-wink nudge to the original Metroid ending. Which, back in the day, like, this was the 80s when her first game came out. Basically, you play the whole game without knowing anything about the character. You just see her in the armor. It isn't until the end of the game that they do a reveal where, like, if you do, like, some insane 100% completion of the game, that we find out that she's a girl at the end. And if you're a 5-year-old boy in 1980 who... You know, it's played Mario Brothers and everything like that. What? Girls can be superheroes too?
It was mind-blowing at the time.
See, and then there's a lot of that in the Halo series. You said you never really played any of the Halos, though,
yeah,
right?
Other than Reach, so I didn't play any of it.
Every time a Halo came out, there was always this massive rumor mill about, if you beat the game on Legendary, you actually get to see Master Chief's face. Yeah. So every time I would try to beat the game on Legendary, and the camera would come in and like... What?
It's from Borderlands.
Okay. So, you forgot and left it on the table, then you put it on the couch and had your phone talking to me.
I know. I'm the one breaking the rules, and it's supposed to be the podcast I created. I apologize.
So, and then, like, always you'd finish the game in Legendary, and you're like, I'm so exhausted, I just finished the game in Legendary, but now I'm going to get to see Master Chief, and the camera comes in, and he takes his helmet off, and right as his helmet breaks his chin, camera goes away. And you're going, shit. Every time.
It should have been, like, each progression just a little bit higher, like, each game.
He's shown his face in, like, comics and stuff.
Well, that was one of the biggest things about games in the 90s that I remember. It's just that if you complete a certain percentage, you're gonna get a little treat for doing stuff.
Easter eggs.
Which was, like that was the reason you did things back then. It's like, okay, I already beat this game, but I gotta do it again because I was 1% off.
So, here's the question. Have you seen the Halo movies?
No.
Did you know there's a live-action movie that goes with pretty much every Halo that's been produced?
Yes, I heard about that, but I haven't... It's like on a queue that I...
They already had... And some of them are okay. Some of them are pretty cheesy. But the Halo 4, the movie, was pretty good. And then they just... It was on my Xbox the other day, and I watched it, and it was the Halo 5, or the new Halo movie preview. And it looked pretty good.
Well, I know there's always like these like indie and like or like sub-movies that they make for it. But the rumor's always been that they're going to make a legit Halo movie. But that's been on and off for like 5 years.
They're doing a TV series now. That they announced that during the Xbox One reveal.
I like
really?
That.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it's going to be about one of the main characters from Halo 5, Agent Locke. It's called Halo Nightfall. And
yeah, that's the preview I saw.
Yeah.
That was that's a preview for a TV series? Yep. Oh, I thought it was a preview for the new Halo movie.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a TV series.
Yeah, I actually kind of vaguely remember this now. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with, because I think there's a lot of things that are better as a TV series than a movie. I can talk about that for days, because I think there's a lot of things that were made into movies that's like, no, you should have done that into a TV series, or not a movie, because it just doesn't work, and, you know, you have geek rage, and you just kind of have to let it go. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was this one, but they announced, like, a partnership with Steven Spielberg to do a Halo TV series during the Xbox One reveal, and I'm pretty sure that's what this Nightfall series is about. I do know it's about the Halo 5 story and how it relates to the two, Master Chief and the new character, Agent Locke.
Yeah. At least they didn't go with Ninja Turtles and Transformers. Bay can really... I mean, He makes some amazing movies, but every single movie he makes is the same. Did y'all know that? Like,
explosions!
You can, yeah.
That's his movie.
But if you take the Transformer movies and you play them side by side, the dramatic action scenes and everything literally happen at the same times in all the movies.
It's a formula, yeah.
Yeah, to the cue, you know, with the ass shots, you know, the pretty girl bending over, you know, they all happen at the same time in every movie. It's the same movie three different times. or four different times. However many of them.
Have you watched the newest one yet?
Yeah,
Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
So long. I have to.
It was long.
Does Marky Mark make it watchable? Because like I like the guy and I want to watch the movie
I
for him.
I liked him better than Shia LaBeouf in there.
That's what,
okay.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I will tell you, I watched the first Transformers going in there thinking I was going to be disappointed, mm-hmm. and I actually walked away like, ah, okay. I was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't waste my money.
The first Transformers was epic. The
I
rest of them were kind of...
I came out like a sneak preview before it was like fully completed. And the end, like the fighting scene or whatever, wasn't like... The graphics weren't done yet, so it's like when they're shooting, it's like just like this orange circle flying.
How does that not take you out of the movie?
It was really funny. Just like the beginning part of it was pretty like mostly complete. Just the ending was really awkward, but it was pretty awesome to kind of see before it was finished and then after.
So speaking of Ninja Turtles, we're all pretty close to the same age, I would assume.
I watched them. I love them.
You
had
the new
I
one?
Had the Transformer toys where Leonardo turned into a fire truck.
What?
Yeah, that's how deep I've gone with Ninja Turtles.
I didn't really watch them.
I've never heard of that, but
did he just
incredible.
Mix Transformers
no,
with Ninja Turtles?
Hasbro or whatever company made that toy did. It was literally a Ninja Turtle who would transform into a fire truck.
I've never heard of that, but that sounds like the greatest, literally the greatest thing ever.
When you're five, that's the greatest thing ever. I had that toy for like, until I was like 15.
That's bizarre.
Wow.
No, I did not really watch Ninja Turtles. Not really.
The cartoon was great. It was just
Have you guys seen
fun.
the new Michael Bay Ninja Turtles movie?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Was it any good?
Yeah, I got it on here.
Their nose are freaky, but I haven't seen it.
Well, the turtles look all grotesque now. Somewhere on the internet, I was looking, and they had a comparison of like the original Ninja Turtles, and then all the different iterations of them, and they have gotten bigger every time.
Okay,
every
you
time
mean like original like movie turtles,
were,
cartoon turtles, or the comic turtles?
All of them.
Okay,
like
but
the original comic turtles, they were like really short and squat
and dark, apparently.
They all had red masks. There wasn't like the color coded ones.
Really?
The only the thing
they were pretty gritty. Supposed to be pretty like
yeah,
like
it was
not,
a lot more violent.
The thing that pissed me off about the new movie is they completely rewrote the storyline.
Really?
And I don't want to ruin it for listeners or y'all, obviously, because y'all haven't seen it. But
I already know enough, and I don't like what they did with Splinter.
With Splinter?
Is it Splinter or Shredder, or one or both of them?
The
I know I know which one, but what
he
they,
loves Ninja Turtles.
They screwed up one of their stories. Like they changed to one of their stories I didn't like, and I can't remember which one now.
Well, they screwed up all their stories. Spoilers. April supposedly took care of the turtles when they were just turtles.
That's cute.
And they all tied it together. And like when she saw them, she recognized them
what?
As mutants. Yeah. So I mean, it just really it made for a good movie. But supposedly I was ranting about this in the office the other day actually, and one of the guys I was talking to said that they weren't the ones that screwed it up. That it's the new storyline that's going on in the comics right now.
Really?
The way it's been rewritten, and the movie actually follows the current storyline. I can't validate that one where
Ninja Turtles has been rewritten so many times. Like the difference between like the cartoon and the comics is like so gargantuan. And, like there's not a definitive storyline for Ninja Turtles, so I feel like that's how Michael Bay justifies changing it so much.
Okay, and that honestly, I'm okay with. Like my Ninja Turtles cartoon. Isn't changed. I can always go back and watch that, and that's great. Ninja Turtle movies, I liked all three of them that came out. Even the time travel one. I love that one. I still have it at home. I like that movie.
I'm so lost.
And this current one, it can be whatever it wants. If I like it, great. If I don't like it, you know, my childhood isn't ruined, sort of thing. But that's all the internet was talking about when that movie came out.
Well, when he first announced that movie, it was going to be... The title was just... it was... Just like Ninja Turtles or something like that. And he was changing the backstory to where they were aliens. And
that was a, yeah, that was a big rumor.
Yeah,
remember that.
He was changing. It was so much
Shake
more
your
different.
Head, Luke.
This is not
he was
right.
They were going to become aliens. They were going to be.
You talking about Michael Bay was going to do that?
Yeah, this was when Michael
he's
Bay.
He's been doing Transformers way too long. He's stuck on the aliens thing.
Yeah.
And he's remade that movie so many times. He was like, I have to remake Transformers.
But didn't
he
do that Marky Mark movie?
To do like a crossover. With
and what do you want to bet that in his version of the Ninja Turtles, Leonardo would transform into a fire truck? Right?
which would be okay with me. Apparently, they're just nostalgia.
They were Autobots. They just didn't know it. They were stuck in humanoid turtle form the whole time,
like the dinosaur Transformers.
Yeah. Well, no, isn't there? Aren't there animal Transformers? I remember there being a cartoon of that.
Yeah, like, there was Beast Wars.
Beast Wars. There you go. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There you go.
There's animal Transformers in the new Transformer movie.
Is there?
Yep. Yeah.
Besides the dinosaurs.
Dinosaur. No, the dinosaurs.
But if I remember the cartoon, they were like really animals, but then they transformed into really machines. I don't remember. It's been like 20 years since I've seen the cartoon.
No, you're talking about Beast Wars, though. That wasn't Transformers. It was an offshoot. It was a
spinoff.
Yeah.
It was like Optimus Prime, but it was like a different Optimus Prime.
Okay. He was a gorilla, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like a silverback gorilla, and Megatron was a T-Rex or something like that.
And they had Cheetor.
Yeah, they had really retarded names.
But you talk about recent movies that went back and changed storylines. Have you seen the new X-Men?
I did. The Days of Future Past?
Yes.
I loved that movie.
I loved it.
I loved it.
It's the one where Wolverine falls into the river?
Oh, yeah. I'm really bad at keeping track of all that stuff.
I'm surprised that worked. Wait, let's...
Yeah. I'm just really horrible at keeping track of, like, titles. I'm like, they're all X-Men. Which movie are you talking about?
What I liked about that... I mean, the movie by itself is really great, but meta speaking... I really liked that they were okay with, we can change stuff. Here's the comic book region. Stuff changes all the time. Time travel.
Well, Days of Future Past was like, they took that straight out of the comics. And they did that to, like, X-Men 3 didn't really happen.
They did that to reset all the shit that they screwed up.
Yeah.
I mean, they spent 3 movies screwing up the X-Men storyline. They had to fix it. And hopefully they stick with it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the next movie is going to, they're doing the X-Men Origins cast again.
Mm-hmm. But, Apocalypse, right?
Yeah, it's going to be Age of Apocalypse, which I'm okay with.
You know what I wish I could see? And it'll never happen because too many different people own different rights and everything else. But wouldn't you love to see, like, an Avengers movie with X-Men in it? You know, literally bring them all together. Bring all the Marvel guys together.
You said that. The rumor I've been hearing lately... is that because there's been such backlash against the recent Spider-Man movie, which I thought was okay. I don't understand really the backlash, honestly.
The new one's much better than the old ones.
So what they're saying is that Sony, in an effort to... Because they feel like even though people went to watch this movie, there's so much backlash that maybe the future project's going to be in trouble. There's talk of... There's been works that Sony's going to make a compromise and allow Spider-Man to be available to Marvel.
Well, there was going to be a Spider-Man... reference in the first Avengers movie. They were going to have the Oscorp Tower.
But how could they without being getting in trouble?
Well, there was going to be the Oscorp Tower that appeared in Amazing Spider-Man 1 was going to be in like the New York skyline in the Avengers movie during the big final battle or whatever. But like Sony drug their feet and they didn't get the asset, like the computer model of it done before the movie came out.
Okay, I didn't hear about that.
But I heard the same thing, that they're willing to like kind of look at a compromise with Marvel,
which is fine, because then at that point all we need is Wolverine and we're good.
Wait.
We're good. Yep. Actually, that the other thing I was going to bring up on that line is that are we going to have to accept that one day we're not going to have the same actor for Logan? It's going to have to be a different guy one day.
He's getting really tired of Wolverine. Just like
And you can't blame him. He's been doing it for like 15 years now. You know? And he's really great at it.
Robert Downey Jr. is getting really tired of Iron Man.
I don't think there can be another Iron Man as good as Robert Downey Jr. I really don't like him in a lot of movies. But he is cocky and arrogant enough to where he plays Iron Man.
Well, Iron Man revitalized his career.
Yeah.
So I think he's been good since then for sure.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything I don't like of him since.
I can't think of anything I've seen him in since.
Okay, there's
Due Date.
Due Date. I liked him in Due Date.
It sounds like a chick flick.
No, it was Zach Galifianakis and him. And it's like a road trip movie.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes is really good.
I loved him in Sherlock Holmes, actually.
Yeah. Both of those were pretty good to me. I mean, he definitely knows how to play to a character.
They're kind of like the same character. I mean, Sherlock Holmes is an egomaniac, too.
Yeah. Maybe he's just good at that. I mean, I'm okay with
that. It's like Keanu Reeves and Vin Diesel. They're really good at the characters that they play often, but when you take them outside of their comfort area...
You mean like Lake House?
Like House?
Lake House?
Never seen it.
Okay, I have.
He did a romance.
Time travel movie, by the way.
It was a time travel romance movie. I don't come to it.
But see, like The Matrix and Constantine. Same character.
I liked Constantine.
I mean, I like
Shia LaBeouf and Constantine.
Have you seen anything on this movie that just came out this weekend?
Oh.
John Wick. I heard it's supposed to be really, really good.
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
Keanu Reeves?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's called John Wick. He plays an assassin. And some, like, I don't know much about the story, but from what I gather, like, some people kill his dog and he goes and murders them all.
Yep.
Because there was a gift from his dead wife, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that part. All I heard is dog died. Time to kick ass.
Yeah. So, well, at least that was what was in the previews. Like, that was a gift from my dead wife. And then he's like, peace out. And isn't that, you said, supposed to go into your payday or something?
Have you ever played Payday 2?
No.
There's a game called Payday 2, and it's like a bank heist game. And it's very derivative of, like, a lot of different, like, heist movies, like Point Break, for example. And they did, like,
another Keanu Reeves movie.
Yeah, they did, like, a partnership with the production company for John Wick. And they added, like, John Wick as a playable character to this game.
Oh.
But really, it was just an excuse to have the Keanu Reeves character in the game.
That's novelty enough that I might just look it up and buy it. I mean, just little things like that.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Now I'm introducing Keanu Reeves.
Sorry.
Wait
a minute.
Run up Wolverine. There's this really funny thing that you have to read. It's really hilarious.
Ooh. I'm going to read this. You guys keep talking.
Hmm?
Oh, I've seen this.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Basically, it's...
It's how to correct your a date on nerdy knowledge.
It didn't,
knowledge
it didn't help me at all with future dates. Because you should be able to correct the person, and there shouldn't be a fallout
like
to it.
There's options at the bottom that you can click, and it'll go to like the next thing, and it like plays out scenarios. It's really funny.
It's a College Humor comic. It's like one of the Select Your Own Adventure comics on College Humor. That's
what do I have to click one of these?
Yeah, you accept your choice, and it's basically your date says something that's totally incorrect to the comic book universe. Do you correct them? Do you not correct them?
Yeah,
and it goes to the scenarios. It's so stupid.
I thought it was hilarious.
Spoiler alert, it's not helpful. It's just trying to be funny. So you're not going to win.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is why it's not helpful to me.
So, I don't necessarily agree with that, though. Because, I mean, I understand Wolverine didn't have metal claws. But part of his mutant powers was to have claws. Nice. So he's not fully wrong, other than he said metal claws.
Because he had bone ones.
Yeah, he had bone claws.
Right, but I mean, that is part of his mutant power.
Yeah.
Yes, he can heal. So
this is
a
joke about communication. Obviously, both people are not properly communicating.
Yeah, but this,
in my perfect world, there would be.
The person that was trying to communicate this point to me did it wrong. Because how do I go about correcting them?
You don't. You don't have that choice in this world. That's why I bothered me.
That's a universe where
I didn't even bother to click an answer because she's wrong. The chick in the comic.
If you can't win, don't play the game, right? Right? That's a lesson we should all learn?
Yep.
Right? Cool.
If you can't win, don't play the game.
Yeah. I like that. I'm pretty competitive, so I like that game.
I'm competitive.
That's a good rule. And that's a good lesson to close this off on. So.
If you can't win, don't play the game?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm okay with that. Everyone agree? Good. Mm-hmm. We agreed on something, guys. All right. Adios.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.